Okay, this is my mother.
You want to say my name?
Her name is Melissa.
All right.
And this is my son, Joseph, and we are kangaroos.
And Joseph, we should say you are currently still in the pouch.
Yeah, I live in the pouch still.
Okay.
It's awesome. It's like nature's pocket.
Yeah.
But an apartment.
And I know typically a Joey, a baby kangaroo, stays in there till around 8 months. And how
typically.
Long?
Typically.
I mean, it's case by case basis.
Okay.
So it's whatever you need, you know?
And how long has Joseph been in there?
We're coming up on 17 months.
Okay.
And I will say, and Joseph
short,
and I...
though. Two of them were February. So what are we talking here? Two of them were February.
Two of them were also January. Two of them were... Is that what you mean? Because we've circled back through the year?
I meant those are short months. So if it's going to be 17 months, at least it's two of the shortest included. So it's practically 16 months. No leap years. Two Februarys, no leap years. We're talking under a year.
I said to him, if you're old enough to understand leap year, you're old enough to get out of my body.
I love leap year. Are you kidding me? As a kangaroo, it's my favorite holiday.
So I take it, is this something you all have, it sounds like it's something you all have been discussing.
Yeah, it comes up quite a bit, especially I would say the last 8 months. The last 8 months, it's been a pretty frequent topic of conversation.
So for about half the time, he's...
I mean, look at him.
I'm big. And it's okay.
It is okay to be big, but you're big and you're in my pouch.
I know. I love it. I mean, it's cool. You know what? I get to... What's more important in life than family, right?
And I've said to him, if you permanently leave the pouch... That doesn't mean that we are no longer family. That doesn't mean that we...
Okay, here we go. Slippery slopes.
Slippery slopes,
Mom.
I even said to him, you can bounce next to me for the rest of your life. I said that, and I mean that. You know I don't lie to you.
She doesn't lie to me. She's made me promises, and they always come true.
Is it physically uncomfortable, I guess? Okay.
Yeah, for me too.
All right.
What?
I mean, it's comforting. You ever been in like a shirt that's a size too small? That's the biggest thing I could compare it to. You know, yeah, it just like squeezes you.
Oh my God.
Well, let me hear about just physically real quick what it feels like for you.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm trying to think if there's anything I can compare it to in your human life. It's probably like a combination of you ate way too much and you have, what are those called? Fanny pack. You have a fanny pack.
Okay.
And there's soup in it.
Oh, no.
So you're full, but then you've got this sloshy fanny pack because he's not attached anymore.
No, I could leave. I do sometimes at night. I leave at nighttime sometimes.
And that's the time I tell him, please don't go out there. It's nighttime. The predators, it's just like the decisions and the choices that are made are upsetting.
The world is a scary place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You all have predators. There are dingoes and certain birds.
Mm-hmm. Even small predators. You don't think about that. But one time there was a spider in the pouch.
In the pouch?
I just need to clarify this. He left the pouch at night, which, again, I said don't do that.
I had to go to the bathroom. When am I supposed to go to the bathroom in the pouch? Because we've had that talk.
No. Anyway, he goes, right? And it's dark, so he doesn't know what's going on. He brings back a little visitor. A spider was on him. He gets back in the pouch. Now I have a spider in my pouch.
Hmm. I start screaming. My mom starts screaming. She starts jumping around. We end up in a lake. I hate spiders.
If you have a pouch and you live in a place with the deadliest insects on the planet.
Yep.
There's always a possibility that can crawl into your pouch.
That's why it's good I'm there. Because in some
you
ways, I
the
help
spider
you.
Spider in, Joseph.
And I was there.
Oh, my gosh.
Can we talk about when Joseph was born?
Oh, yeah.
Because I think, you know, a lot of people don't know, a lot of people don't know mm-hmm. how it works, mm-hmm. where you're not born into the pouch.
No.
You're born from the cloaca. And
oh, jeez, I don't need to hear that. Oh, my God.
Joseph.
And you are the size of a jelly bean. And
it's cute.
You actually, your first act, you're like barely a living thing, but you have to climb the 6 or so inches to get into the pouch. And it seems like, I don't know, I think about how helpless humans are when they're born. And that seems like so much responsibility when you're not even recognizable as a kangaroo yet. I'm sure you remember it.
Oh, yeah. It's also hard as the mom not to help.
Yeah.
I wanted to just his little jelly bean body up and just plop him in, but you gotta let them climb. It's hard. I was truly like balling my fists just watching.
Do you remember it?
I don't, there's like moments of that like I see in my mind, you know? But it's not like clear.
Mm-hmm.
It's like foggy a little bit, you know? I do remember the first thing that I kind of remember when was being scared. I was born scared because imagine you're born and the first thing you have to do is go on a journey. That journey was so long and so scary. It's the first big leap that you have to take as a kangaroo.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember as soon as I got in the pouch, it was like, imagine you snuggled up in a blanket, but that blanket was your mother.
I could never have imagined that I would look at a tiny pink skin jelly bean.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't even know where his eyes were, but it was like, I would die for that pink skin jelly bean.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody came up to me right now and tried to take that, I would murder that person or thing or whatever. I often think if somebody tries to threaten me, it's probably going to be a human. So
yeah.
I'm sorry.
No. It's
where my mind goes.
You're not wrong.
She's not.
I hope it's okay to say most animals are cuter when they're babies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
A kangaroo, you, Joseph, you are cuter now than you were then when you were a pink jelly bean.
I had some awkward months.
Yeah. I think all kangaroos do. I think it's just, you know, it's like an insect.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you this. I was an ugly baby too. Like, even kangaroo standards.
Even among the pink things.
Yeah.
People would come to see me, and I remember mom being like, no, he's sleeping. And I could hear. I'd be like, I wasn't. And then she'd put her hand on the couch so no one could hear me. She didn't want to show me to anyone.
Yeah, I mean, and with my sisters, we had a joke, because it's my sister, so I didn't care. I would, the first time they met him, I said, are you ready? And we had to do it. I said, I'm not exaggerating. 1, 2, 3, open the pouch. And we just laughed.
I laughed too. It was okay.
So, like, Joseph, you're in and out of the pouch.
Uh-huh.
Does it get messy in there, dirty? Like, is he tracking things? I'm just thinking about my kid coming in and out, and, like, things just get very messy. Is it?
It's not supposed to get messy. There is a period of time where the baby gets out, hops around, and then maybe goes back in.
Sure, yeah.
A little bit of dirt. It's not designed to have a kangaroo this size go in the middle of the night, pick up spiders, and then come back. It is not designed for that.
Let's just say I made the pouch my own.
Okay.
There's posters in my pouch.
Yeah.
He put up posters.
Yeah, because I'm expressing myself, Mom.
It's not your room. It's my pouch.
Okay, I'm a Kangaroo Jack fan.
He is a Kangaroo Jack fan.
You didn't have posters. You probably wish you could have posters in the pouch when you were a kid.
No, because I got out before I had things that I was fans of. The only thing I was a fan of when I was in the pouch was milk.
And this is Mandy.
Hi, Mandy. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Is now an okay time?
Yes. How long is it going to last?
Just a few minutes, I bet.
All right, cool. Yep, that's fine. Sorry, we're just in the middle of doing all the animals, but yeah, that's fine.
What'd you say you're in the middle of?
Feeding all the kangaroos.
Oh, so you're at the, what do I call it, a rescue or?
Yeah, wildlife rescue, yeah.
So how many kangaroos do you have there now, say?
maybe 45, 46. So it's in my house. The babies are in my house.
So what do they need from you when you take them in, the babies?
Well, the little pinkies, they're fed every 3 to 4 hours, all through the day and night. So it's 24 hours feeding.
You called them little pinkies?
Yeah, when they've got no fur, they're called pinkies.
Oh. I watched a YouTube video of a kangaroo being born, and I couldn't believe how small it is. It looks like a little pink jelly bean.
Little jelly bean. Yeah, exactly.
So I have a new baby at home, and I've been thinking about how much the way caring for a brand new baby human is just kind of trying to simulate what they experience in the womb.
Yeah.
And I guess what you're doing is the same. You're doing the most you can to make it seem like they're still in the pouch.
Exactly, yeah. You've got to have like the hanging pouches that we got here. You have to have them rounded on the bottom. Like some people, they'll say, oh, they put them in a pillowcase, but you shouldn't. They've got to have the round bottom on the pouches because then it's the same shape as mum's pouch.
So you have little kind of artificial pouches that you keep the babies in?
Yeah, I've got like 12 hanging up in my dining room at the moment. That's the kangaroos they're feeding. Yeah.
And do you, the pouches that are in your dining room, do you also carry them around in those when you're moving around?
Yeah, I work full-time as well. I work at school, so the little ones come to school with me. So, yeah, I carry them around, and then I have to come into the supermarket, my shopping and whatever afterwards.
So what made you get into this work?
My husband and I are on driving back from Fitzroy, and we were driving back. It was night, and he actually bumped a red kangaroo. So, and she had a little baby, so I raised that one, and it just started from there.
Wow.
Yeah.
I understand this happens a lot, that kangaroos get hit by cars. Is that how a lot of the babies get orphaned and end up with you?
Yeah, around here, like, we're pretty outback. We're pretty remote, our town. Uh-huh. And sometimes if people have hit the mum, we'll uh-huh. check the pouch. Some people just don't care, but then another car will stop. Like, if I see a dead roo on the road, I always stop to move it off the road so the birds don't get hit, but also to check the pouch.
So is that just something that people who live where you live know to do, if you see a dead kangaroo, to check its pouch to see if there's a live Joey in there?
Yes. Yeah. Not everybody does it. Some people don't care, but yeah, a lot of people will.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever thought about throwing him out?
I've thought about it. But with a child in your pouch, you have to literally throw them out.
Physically throw.
Yeah, and I can't bring myself to do that. I can't do it.
She would never. When we look in each other's eyes, she would never throw me out. I swear to God, I could be 2,000 pounds and she'd still let me be in a pouch.
I mean, I think I'd be dead.
You don't know how durable that pouch is.
It's my pouch, so yes, I do.
I once had a dream that I was in the pouch still, and you couldn't walk anymore, and I was walking. My feet were on the ground, and they were hopping, and you were on my back, but I was in your pouch.
I'm picturing her upside down, and the pouch is like a blindfold on your... Am I picturing it right?
I was imagining my feet were almost popping out the bottom.
Okay.
But I love this idea because I've been thinking about what we're going to do when she gets older. I would love to wear you like a backwards hat, Mom. You put the pouch around my head and I could hop you all across this country.
I mean, at this point, I've just turned into like a suit for him to wear. I'm no longer a mother. I'm different pieces of clothing. This is grotesque.
So it sounds like you want him to be independent, but you also kind of want to be able to protect him still.
Yeah, I mean, he's still young. I want him to grow and start to become his own kangaroo with me protecting him. But, you know, I want to get back out there. his father and I are not together.
Okay.
You know, I want to start dating.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's still feeding off of me, literally.
Yeah.
I mean, that he should be getting his own food.
You taste good.
Ugh, gross.
What do you mean? What? It's a compliment.
You're too old. I mean, if you are old enough to say you taste good, that's too old to be drinking my milk.
I disagree, Mom.
I know that you do.
Mom, this is okay.
You know what I'm going to start doing, Ian? I'm just going to start going on dates. I'm just going to start going on them, and you can be in the pouch. Enjoy the conversation and enjoy where it leads to.
She already went on one. She didn't think it was a date, but I knew the whole time it was.
Well, the only reason I didn't think it was a date is that it's a boomer, a male kangaroo called a boomer, not a 65-year-old human. I don't want anyone to get confused.
Because a male kangaroo is also called a...
Yes. And you know what's interesting is we do have a thing in kangaroo world where when a male kangaroo says something that women are like, shut up, we say, okay, boomer.
Okay.
And we've been saying that for at least a century. So anyway.
Humans stole our culture.
Right. Definitely.
Okay. So you're this boomer.
He's just somebody I've known for a long time. And he asked if I wanted to go on a bounce. And... Of course, I'm not thinking that's flirting because I've known him for so long. We practically grew up together.
It was flirting. You should have seen the way she was playing with her hands. You were flirting, Mom.
Well, once I realized what was happening, I started getting into it. Yeah, sure. But I didn't think it was a date at first. And it didn't go anywhere because I was conscious that my son was there. But now I'm not going to worry about that anymore. I'm just going to do it. I'm going to do it.
I dare you.
I already said I'd do it. I don't need a dare.
I dare you.
Okay, dare accepted.
Okay.
Okay, enjoy.
I will.
Enjoy having adult time.
If you go on a date, I should go on too. You should go out with a dad with a...
This is a great idea. If I go on a date with a boomer with a daughter,
uh-huh.
Will you get out of the pouch and hang out with her while
no.
I hang...
Ugh. I thought she could come in the pouch with me.
No, there are no... girls allowed in the pouch with you.
Are you kidding me, Mom?
No, I'm not kidding you.
My friend, John, has girls in his mom's pouch all the time.
John's mom is an idiot.
Okay.
John's mom
also... She's a fun idiot.
No, she's not. John's mom also lets John bring in deadly creatures into the pouch and do God knows what with them. He probably eats them.
Yeah, he does.
Well, some of them are filled with poison.
Okay, well, he's still alive, and he has girls in the pouch, okay? And I look like a loser.
Well, why don't you go into John's mom's pouch? Go hang out with John in the pouch and invite over a couple girls.
You know what, Mom, I have? I've gone into John's mom's pouch. Her pouch is warmer.
That's because there's already another kangaroo in it.
I don't know the physics. But her pouch is warmer. So I've been in other pouches, Mom.
Okay, then
I'm
go
out here
move
going
in
pouches.
With John. Go move in with John.
Can I, sorry.
Sorry, yeah. I apologize. I really apologize.
No, it's okay.
I did not expect that piece of information.
Why do you get upset? You want me to leave your pouch so bad. Why are you upset that I'm trying other pouches?
Ian, I have said multiple times he would be jumping next to me.
Mom, I know that maybe one day, I'll have my own family. But until then, you're my only family.
Right, but you're never going to get to until then if you're in my pouch. No one's going to want to date you.
When you picture your life, you know, when you're a boomer, and maybe you have a partner and some Joeys.
Yeah.
What does that look like? When you see that in your mind, what does it look like?
I guess it's just me. I'm big. My wife, she's there. She's got 4 or 5 Joeys in her pouch.
Sounds nice.
My mom's there.
Ugh.
Every so often, we cuddle up as a family and I get inside her pouch.
As a grown boomer?
Yeah.
This is worse than I thought, Ian. It's worse than I thought.
This is The Animals, a project from Everything is Alive. It's produced by Jennifer Mills and me, Ian Chillog, with Eva Walchover. Hilary Frank is our editor. Melissa and Joseph, the kangaroo and Joey, were played by Alex Dixon and Sebastian Canelli. You can see Alex and Sebastian performing live every Sunday evening at Caveat in New York City as part of Rat Scraps. Sebastian's podcast is called Loud About Nothing. He's on Instagram at Sebastian Canelli, and you can find more from Alex at alexandra-dixon.com. A big thanks to Mandy Watson at Kangaroo Haven in Australia, and thanks to Caleb White, from whom we first learned male kangaroos are also called boomers. The Animals is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX. Audrey Mardovich, executive producer, Yuri Lasordo, director of network operations. Thanks, as always, to Emily Spivak. If you want to support this project, tell your friends or your animals. We also have t-shirts. You can find them via our website, everythingisalive.com. We'll be back with another animal in 2 weeks.
Radiotopia from PR.